USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The city where George Floyd passed away after four police officers held him down in a chokehold is making big changes there in police department policies. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz.
The city of Minneapolis has banned chokeholds from the police department. When I hear that, the first thing I just have to be honest is that's a pretty damn low bar, just to start with, in terms of that we hadn't had that.
California's Governor Gavin Newsom is also moving to ban chokeholds there as well. In the Gulf of Mexico, Tropical Storm Cristobal is heading toward the Louisiana coast. Landfall is not expected until late Sunday. New Orleans Mayor LaToya Cantrell is warning of heavy rain and high winds all weekend.
We should face a sustained tropical storm force of wind. So we're talking wet and we're talking wind here.
This is USA Radio News.
Picture this scenario. A shortage of fuel has closed your electric utility, or any possible disaster has just devastated your town. You're out of power, no lights, and no news. That's why federal and state agencies urge every home to have an emergency radio. Now you can get a free Dynamo World Band emergency radio. This powerful radio lets you stay informed during any type of emergency. It doesn't even need batteries, and comes with a hand-crank generator and super bright LED flashlight. The Dynamo Emergency Radio includes the NOAA weather band, a long-range AM receiver, a high-sensitivity FM band, and even a USB jack to charge cell phones or other devices. The Dynamo Emergency Weather Band Radio retails for almost $30. But Newsmax wants to make sure you get this radio. So check out the free offer for the emergency radio by going to gettheradio.com. That's gettheradio.com or call 800-NEWSMAX. This radio could save your life. This is a limited offer and may end soon, so order today.
On Friday, President Trump signed a bill loosening restrictions on how small businesses can spend stimulus loans without having to pay them back. The legislation applies to the Paycheck Protection Program, part of a $2 trillion stimulus package that Trump signed in March. The legislation now allows businesses to spend the money over the course of 24 weeks instead of 8. It also allows more of the money to be spent on non-payroll expenses, from 25% to 40%. The president says the country is getting back on track after coronavirus shutdowns, with more than 2 million jobs added.
I didn't know it would start this quickly. I thought it would start in August, September, but it started very early.
He invoked the name of George Floyd, saying that a better economy will be better for racial tensions.
Hopefully George is looking down right now and saying, this is a great thing that's happening for our country. This is a great day for him. It's a great day for everybody.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The co-founder of Reddit has resigned. USA's John Hunt has the story.
The co-founder of Reddit, Alexis Ohanian, announced that he's resigning from the board of the company.
I have resigned as a member of the Reddit board. I have urged them to fill my seat with a black candidate. And I will use future gains on my Reddit stock to serve the black community, chiefly to curb racial hate. And I'm starting with a pledge of $1 million to Colin Kaepernick's Know Your Rights camp.
Ohanian, who co-founded Reddit 15 years ago, announced his resignation in a blog post. He said it's long overdue for him to do the right thing amid the ongoing protest against police brutality following the death of George Floyd.
Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter have removed a video tribute to George Floyd that was posted by President Trump's re-election campaign. They say it included unauthorized copyrighted material. The Trump campaign blasted Twitter in a statement saying the social media company is making up the rules as they go along. Both Twitter and Facebook say the video does contain copyrighted content that the Trump campaign did not have permission to use. Under the Digital Millennium Copyright Act, social media platforms can be held liable if they don't remove infringing content. The president tweeted the action was illegal. Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey responded, not illegal. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.